Forensic anthropology is driven by both scientific rigor and human compassion.
When unidentified remains are recovered, the real goal isn't just to analyze bones. It's to help families, investigators, and communities obtain answers.
That's what makes the work so meaningful.
Reconstructing identity from fragmented, incomplete, or damaged skeletons is scientifically difficult and emotionally significant.
Even a small lead can offer hope to people searching for a missing loved one.
Identifying fragmented remains is challenging because human remains often arrive in poor condition.
Whether decomposition, animal activity, burial conditions, and trauma can all damage or scatter skeletal evidence.
In mass disasters or long-term missing person cases, the number of individuals and the complexity of the remains make identification even harder.
Forensic anthropologists can estimate biological sex, age, ancestry, stature, and sometimes occupation-related skeletal changes.
But those estimates create a profile, not a confirmed identity.
The next step, linking that profile to missing person records, is often difficult.
Such records may be incomplete, inconsistent, or outdated.
Artificial intelligence is changing this process, but not by replacing forensic anthropologists.
Instead, AI functions as an augmented tool that helps professionals process large volumes of visual and numerical data faster than manual review alone.
Its value lies in narrowing possibilities, highlighting patterns, and reducing repetitive tasks.
That allows trained experts to focus on interpretation, context, and communication with families and investigators.
One major application is matching skeletal fragments.
In cases involving multiple victims or disturbed remains, determining which fragments belong to the same person is essential before identification can proceed.
AI-assisted systems can analyze the geometry, texture, and edges of bone fragments to suggest possible connections.
Machine learning models trained on 3D scans or high-resolution images can detect subtle patterns that may be difficult for humans to compare across many fragments.
The final decision still rests with forensic experts, but AI can provide a clearer starting point.
AI is also being used to predict biological traits from skeletal data.
Traditional methods rely on measurements from the skull, pelvis, long bones, and other structures to estimate sex, age, and ancestry.
AI models can combine those measurements with visual features to produce probabilistic estimates.
In some cases, AI can also support facial approximation, though this remains a sensitive and limited tool.
Facial appearance depends not only on bone structure, but also on soft tissue, skin thickness, muscle, and individual variation.
Algorithmic facial reconstruction may help investigators or families recognize a missing person.
But it must be used carefully and with clear communication about its limitations.
Another practical benefit of AI is connecting biological profiles to missing person databases.
When a profile is generated, investigators may need to compare it against thousands of records.
Machine learning can help by comparing skeletal estimates, dental records, photographs, DNA status, and case notes to surface potential matches that might otherwise be missed.
This is not only about speed, it is also about comprehensiveness.
In large databases, a likely match may be buried among many similar records.
AI can prioritize candidates and reduce the search burden, while human reviewers retain final judgment.
This balance is important because forensic identification must be defensible, transparent, and respectful.
The human dimension remains central.
Families searching for missing loved ones often endure prolonged stress, uncertainty, and grief.
AI-augmented forensic anthropology can help by making the process more efficient, but it must be handled with care.
Families should understand what AI can and cannot do.
They should recognize that an AI-generated estimate is not the same as a confirmed identity.
Overconfidence in algorithmic output can be harmful, especially in sensitive cases.
The best approach is one in which AI supports the forensic team rather than replacing it.
Ethical considerations are also essential.
Training data must be representative, because biased datasets can lead to inaccurate predictions.
Models should be tested carefully, used in explainable ways, and subject to challenge.
Privacy is a major concern, particularly when facial imagery, DNA data, or missing person records are involved.
AI should not be presented to the public as an infallible solution.
Forensic identification usually requires multiple lines of evidence, including skeletal analysis, DNA testing, dental comparison, personal effects, and investigative leads.
AI is most effective when used as part of a broader, multidisciplinary approach.
The future of AI-augmented forensic anthropology is likely to become more integrated, accessible, and precise.
Advanced 3D modeling tools may allow investigators to virtually assemble skeletal remains before physical reconstruction.
Better integration between AI systems and national missing person databases may make it easier to compare biological profiles across regions and cases.
However, the field will continue to depend on human expertise.
Forensic anthropology is not only about measurements, it is also about interpretation, context, and responsibility.
The central takeaway is that AI does not replace the human judgment that has made forensic anthropology possible.
It provides professionals with better tools to do difficult work more effectively.
When used responsibly, AI can reduce uncertainty, speed up investigations, improve the handling of fragmented remains, and help bring long-awaited answers to families seeking closure.